As the beloved angel David of the Jade Temple speaks his heart to us all, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him as never before with all our love and our gratitude for all that his mighty assistance to the earth has meant to us and the beloved Saint Germain and will mean to all life on this earth forever. Beloved ones of my heart, thank you for your recognition to me. Thank you for your love to me and for all that will yet be done through your cause for the freedom of life in recognition of those of us who have offered our assistance to mankind for their freedom. And tonight, I want to take you in to the importance of recognizing the cosmic magnetic power that is focused into the etheric record of the ascension, which the great Master Jesus left for the assistance to the earth. Now, just as you can draw forth the great magnetic power from the central sun magnet in and around yourselves to draw to you that which fulfills the divine plan, so does the cosmic law's action through the etheric record of the ascension, which the mighty Jesus made, become the central sun magnet's drawing power upon the consciousness and the substance of mankind's outer activities everywhere in the world and upon the earth itself. Now, of his own volition, under the action of a cosmic law, he chose to establish that focus of the great central sun magnet's cosmic power to be the drawing action upon mankind's attention and upon their outer consciousness until they could be raised to the point where they could use this violet consuming flame in their recognition of the mighty I Am presence and come forward into the constructive way of life. Now, when a life stream from the inner standpoint offers to render such a service to the world, it is always because the cosmic law has asked, so to speak, for volunteers to give the assistance to mankind which they require at that age. From age to age, have these great ones come forth and given the power of their light to try to raise mankind out of their own frightful accumulation. Therefore, as each of you gives recognition more and more to your beloved I Am presence, to the violet flame, and to the ascension, do you become a similar magnet moving among the rest of mankind to draw upon the consciousness of their life streams until through their attention turned to you, will you be the raising power that lifts them into the conscious knowledge of their I Am presence and the use of the violet consuming flame, and then point them to the ascension. More than you know has been accomplished in this class. And more than you know are the people of the Orthodox world within themselves desiring and accepting the ascension as the objective of their physical experiences here. Sometimes it takes years to let the light go forth and interpenetrate the energy and substance of the mental and feeling world of mankind before you see its effect in the outer. But because you're entering into the age of the violet consuming flame, will you find more and more people accepting, are loving to accept that the ascension is the goal and purpose of their physical experiences here. So, as you go forward, try to remember, when you call forth the power of the great central sun magnet in and around yourselves and into your worlds to draw to you the greater powers and perfection from our octave, you in turn become that magnet to draw upon the attention of mankind until they look Godward on the magnetic power of the Master Jesus' etheric record of the ascension begins to take a permanent hold upon their own life stream. And that is why he referred to that as having a drawing power or a raising activity to even the human mind, which means even the discord of the outer world. And the energy of the outer self, as it turns to him, is compelled to be raised into the violet consuming flame that purifies it until mankind see the truth and the reality of the law which he taught and of the example which he gave. And I want you to feel your obligation to life and feel that you are honor bound to draw forth this cosmic purity into yourselves by the very intensity of your own life's desire for the ascension. Does your purity become greater and the power of the central sun magnet through radiation around you draw upon the attention of mankind and raise them into that preparation to receive this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence and their use of the violet consuming flame until they see the goal ahead and of their own free will desire to walk the pathway to their freedom. Now your beloved mighty Saint Germain, as Angel Deva of the violet flame to the earth, as God of freedom to the earth, is of tremendous importance to all mankind. And in the cosmic responsibility which he has taken in order to bring this knowledge to the outer world, his preparation of the centuries was very strenuous. But it has drawn to him cosmic power to accomplish that to which he has put his hand, and which had to be drawn in order to free mankind. So when you make the call for freedom to the earth, or you want freedom in your own affairs or your world, know that you must have the power of the great central sun magnet drawing upon your world and upon yourselves if you are to be cut away from the limitations that are not your freedom. This power of the great central sun magnet is an action of the violet consuming flame that draws the energy into its own purifying action until you are freed from the discord. Therefore, The activity of the violet-consuming flame, the great central sun magnet, and the etheric record of the Master Jesus' ascension over the hill of Bethany becomes a threefold action, and in its cosmic power will force the attention of mankind to that which will compel the raising of all that is of the outer world into the purity of obedience to the law that brings freedom. It takes very great patience through the centuries, beloved ones, to watch mankind deliberately turn away from these greater powers of perfection and happiness and blessings to life, and deliberately choose the pathway of suffering and degradation and misery and destruction in deliberate defiance to our love that wants to raise them out of that which they themselves have created. And so from tonight, I trust that you will call forth an action of a violet consuming flame in its cosmic power to the earth that compels the victory of the mighty Saint Germain's freedom in all outer action. I trust you will call that violet consuming flame into physical action with such authority that the human creation knows it has no right to exist and forever stops its defiance to the cosmic law. So long as limitations remain in your world, make the outer self remember you've got to use more and more of that violet consuming flame, and never let it become content to stay in its limitations, when with enough violet consuming flame, you could free yourselves completely from the human. And you can never free yourselves from the human except by that violet consuming flame. And it matters not whether it is your presence that uses it, or the great divine director, or your master Saint Germain, or who of the cosmic angelic host use that to free an individual or a nation. It matters not who directs that violet consuming flame. It has to be used if mankind are to be purified and set free. So long, therefore, as there is a limitation in your world, make the outer self accept that it's going to get that violet consuming flame until it is gone. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I want to say something that I trust will clear in your feeling world any thought or feeling that it's imaginary or not present or something of the sort. Because the interaction of this fire, in this case, is exactly as the outer. You know, when you start a fire, you have to have a draft, don't you, to make it burn. There has to be a rush of energy up, which is a magnetic drawing, a magnetic power that draws it up in order to let the flame continue. Well, just so, when you call forth the violet consuming flame in and around yourselves, it is a power of the great central sun magnet that has to have that rushing upward pull in order to take the energy out of the human creation and free it from human impurities and let it fulfill the divine plan and be qualified with that which is eternal perfection. And all of this comes under the activity of a great central sun magnet. And if you want to know more about that, then demand the truth of its action. When you say, I am the fiery truth of the great central sun magnet's immortal action to the earth and its fiery revelation of all that I need to know to cooperate with the fulfillment of the great divine plan, then will these inner activities of the fire element become clearer and clearer to your intellect, and they will become so self-evident that you will wonder, where have you been? And we wonder too sometimes. We wonder, where has the consciousness been that it could so forget the source from whence it came and the fire and the love that is constantly offered to set it free? We wonder where it has been, just buried under the substance of its own desires. Now then, if you're going to have perfection in your worlds, if you're going to have freedom, if you're going to have supply, if you're going to have your ascension, if you're going to assist the nation, then you've got to arise out of what you're in now. And you can only arise by the cosmic magnetic power of the great central sun magnet. Your beloved I Am Presence itself is the magnet of that flame and is the only thing in heaven or earth that can raise your attention away from the limitations of the physical octave and place it upon either the presence or our octave. Your own beloved I Am Presence is the magnetic power of the great central sun magnet, the flame from the heart of the central sun that draws upon the activities of the physical world and tries to release the energy that is imprisoned in human qualities. The magnetic power of your own mighty I Am Presence is the only thing that can raise you, precious ones, into your ascension. And it has to raise you by your attention upon itself. But you haven't quite realized that your beloved I Am Presence is part of the great central sun magnet. And you need to know this. A mighty Saint Germain gave you a sentence or two in those I Am discourses, explaining, or rather, just drawing your attention to the great central sun magnet. And until the messenger concentrated your attention upon it, very little was understood. And yet he said in those words, the more attention you give to the great central sun magnet, the more powerfully will it act for you. So the messenger made up her mind that since the Master Jesus' etheric record of the ascension was to draw upon mankind's attention, she would find out something about that central sun magnet. And we are grateful. And now may you have the benefit of that and the constant reminder of the necessity for calling forth its magnetic power, because the destructive forces have held mankind's life energy in destructive activities of the great Septosan magnet's power is the only thing in creation that can draw the energy out of destructive conditions or creations. And therefore, with the mighty assistance which the Master Jesus has given to the earth by establishing that etheric record, a living, breathing etheric record over the hill of Bethany, with your conscious call and remembrance of its powers, will the reminder of the ascension ever be held before the attention of mankind? And if you don't keep the attention reminded of the mighty I Am presence and its magnetic power to draw you out of your limitations, how in heaven's name are you ever going to get out of it? All the ascended masters in creation couldn't lift you out of your human creation except by the command of your own mighty I Am presence in its call to us for assistance. And you have not quite recognized that that mighty I Am presence, may I say, is the localized etheric focus of the power that takes you to your ascension. Just as the etheric record of the ascension is a magnet to lift mankind's attention to a similar accomplishment, is your own beloved mighty I Am presence and higher mental body a magnet to draw the outer self into the ascension. And therefore, if you want to know something about the magnetic power of this universe, then you will have to go to the source of the magnetic power that knows all about itself. And that is your beloved I Am presence. I'm the great central sun magnet, of which we too are a focus. So in your desire to rise out of your limitations, do not forget to call forth the fiery authority, the fiery power, the fiery wisdom and illumination of the great central sun magnet's authority and action in the physical world. It is that magnetic power, my dear ones, that holds the very substance of Earth together to form a planet. That is the cohesive power of the universe. And it is the very immortal purity of love from the heart of creation. And when people will not love that mighty I Am presence, our life everywhere, and try to lift it out of distress, then how can they be free from their own limitations? People think to accomplish certain things intellectually is success. And the intellect has run riot through the centuries and created more and more limitation. The intellect is a wonderful servant if it is made obedient to the beloved I Am presence, but it is a villainous master if it does not give that obedience. And all the physical accomplishment on the earth is no good without the immortal purity and love of that beloved I Am presence. People have gone on century upon century upon century in physical action, in physical affairs, building, destroying, building, destroying. And where are they today? Because they will not look To that beloved I am presence and surrender everything to its own possession and control. And they can never have release from their physical distress or the limitations of this world until that blessed mighty I am presence in its cosmic magnetic power of immortal purity and love from the great central sun, which that great central sun magnet is, until that love takes command of the physical energy of the outer physical body and of their mental and feeling world, of the atmosphere about them and of their physical affairs. And they can never have release until they give it all. The intellect and the human feelings are so determined to whip everybody into line to their own desires that they do not know how darkened is their world. And only when the light of that central sun magnet becomes so bright that the human cannot see, does that human give way. Only when it is made to understand that the first from that powerful center of light has come around the physical body, will their human desires give way. We have watched this thing throughout the ages. Mankind go on in their own smug conceit. I will not bow to the light that sets them free. But that is fast coming to a close. And beloved ones, if you will acquiesce in what the messenger requested tonight, for another day of violet flame in the middle of the week, you will find the purifying process, as you give recognition to the great central sun magnet, will become more rapid in your affairs, to the point where the violet flame, as it comes twice a week, will come so rapidly the human won't have time to do much requalifying. And you may, as you say, muzzle it until you can finish it. So, make up your mind that outside of the actual explanation of the beloved mighty I am presence, there isn't a thing on this planet as important as this violet consuming flame. But know it from tonight as the action of that fiery immortal love of the great central sun magnet that draws everything up into its own perfection, its immortal purity. It is the rush of the fire element through conditions that releases the electronic force or the energy within those conditions and takes it out of the human qualities until that other vibratory action is compelled to cease. Beloved ones, anything, dear hearts, that you want to know can be revealed to you from your own beloved I am presence and from our octave by your call. For the fiery truth of that which you want to know. When you say, I am the fiery truth of all the ascended masters, know I require to produce perfection here, or to be the master over circumstance, then just from within yourself would come wave after wave of exactly the right thing to do at the right time, in the right way, to produce the perfection you desire. But oh, you're going to have to discipline those intellects. They run riot. You know, in India, they call them the monkey mind, because they swing upside down by their tails most of the time. And the intellect does just that. It's got your attention here and there and everywhere. any place it can drive your attention to make you accept discord, or make you accept that the outer world is the authority over your presence. Now you intellectually say, no, no, I know different from that. I know my presence is my authority. Oh yes, do you? Well then why do you let the human tell you all kinds of things that are just the acceptance of limitation? If you know your presence is the authority, you will compel your attention there. If you know the immortal purity of your almighty I Am presence, love is the mastery of your physical world, you will fill your feelings with this love. And until you do it, you don't know it. That's what I'm going to get over tonight. Nobody is any more than they manifest. They don't know anything unless they're it. Unless you manifest in the outer, you don't know it. You may think it in the intellect, but you don't know it until you're it. And I am determined that you're going to be the love, the purity, and the freedom of the great central sun magnet. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? I'm one of your beloved Saint Germain's tremendous champions, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be after you. Until you use the violet consuming flame enough to get your freedom. Thank you so much, precious ones, and there's something else I'm going to go after, and that is human conceit. People totter on the edge of a precipice of destruction so long as that thing is allowed in their feeling world, or so long as pride tries to rule them. Now, in the first place, since the beloved mighty I Am presence, this power from the great central sun magnet, from the ascended masters, which are its power of perfection, until that is allowed to control the energy of the outer self and your outer affairs, that is given full credit and recognition in every thought, feeling, spoken word, and act of the outer life as the doer and the perfection and the power with which you do everything. Until you give that all, the outer self is always imagining that it's the doer, I'm the controller, I'm the accomplishing power of the outer activities, and it is not. And therefore, the moment the outer claims anything to itself, it is your traitor. It is untrue to you. And if you don't take it on every hand, I bless it, I make it feel that the presence is all of all, and all that could ever set the outer self free, until you do that, it will be constantly holding energy into your limitations, that has got to be released in order for you to be free. I'm talking pretty plain tonight, because it's necessary. Not that I'm criticizing or blaming or condemning anybody for anything. I am trying to bring the power that sets you free. Thank you, beloved ones. Please be seated now. Now then, when you want to be free from conditions in the outer that are distressing and limiting, turn to your beloved I Am Presence and demand that the immortal purity, the immortal love, the immortal magnetic power of the great central sun magnet charges into your physical actions and your physical affairs and compels a drawing of all of them up in to the fulfillment of the divine plan as your beloved I Am Presence directs it. And the day you can say to every human desire, silence, I'll never gratify you again. I have gone to my presence, and in its heart I labor for eternity. There I do the will of the source of creation, the cosmic mighty I Am Presence in the central sun, and its desires alone are fulfilled in my world. Human desires will never trouble you again. When you look Godward, the great central sun magnet's power pulls your energy there. And when it draws your energy there, that which is of the outer human torturing desire turns away from you because you have disconnected from it. The mighty Master Jesus said this in one sentence, evil hath found nothing in me to tie to. And therefore evil had to leave him, and he was its master. He is still its master everywhere in this world by the power of that etheric record of his ascension. And with every atom of my being, I plead with you all to help bring forth this I Am Come picture as soon as possible. It shall be a magnet before the eyes of mankind that compel the attention of the outer self, compels all mankind's attention to go to that which raises them out of the clutches of the beast of the world. Unless there comes this magnetic power from the cosmic realms of light to draw upon mankind's attention and therefore turn the currents of the energy of their own life streams up into that light. Unless that takes place, the beast of the world takes their energy and destroys them. We have given words and words and words through 18 years of this instruction. And you have done wonderfully well, but dear hearts, with the pictures that ever are imprinted upon the brain structure of the outer self, could we do millions of times more in a short while? The outer world is full of pictures that take you constantly into limitation. There must come forth divine pictures. Charged with this magnetic power of the great central sun, to be an irresistible drawing upon the attention and the feelings of the people until they are raised into enough light to let the great ones seize the destructive forces of the world and compel their blasting. The life streams of mankind, if let alone by the mass accumulation of their own discordant desires, the life streams freed from that, if this cycle would go forward to their ascension. Therefore, our work, our activity of freeing mankind is to draw upon the attention, while the attention is upon the light and the manifestations of the powers of the mighty I Am Presence, upon the presence itself within the light, and the powers of the mighty I Am Presence, until the attention is held there, how in the name of heaven are you going to set people free? This is just as mechanical as anything could ever be. And therefore, the power of this great central sun magnet, the power of the Master Jesus' etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany, the power of our calls to your hearts through our love and the powers of light to the powers of the cosmic fire, does a great magnetic power flow and draw upon life to turn the current of the life of this world away from the sinister force and hold it in the light until the sinister force can be seized and bound and taken to the compound for purification. There's no other way. Mankind have had century upon century to experiment with these outer things, and they've gone on in their failures. And when failure seems to face you, turn to yourselves and ask within, what is the matter with the magnetic power of the light in me? Why have I not let that light lift me to freedom when it has loved me and wanted me to be free through the centuries? Take the outer self in hand. Give it no quarter. Do not excuse its human creation, but demand with every fiber of your being its blasting and annihilation. And then call with every atom of your being to your beloved I Am Presence, the ascended host, the angelic host, to use all the great central sun magnets, cosmic magnetic power of immortal purity and love to take you out of contact with everything that is of the human. And while yet unascended, you can walk this earth clothed in our fire that makes you the freedom to all life and makes you so blazing the sinister force dares not approach. Under that victory, I commend you. Under the glory of its cosmic power do I call you, and unto the eternal freedom of its light and love must you go forward to the attainment of your eternal victory and the freedom of your nation from the filth and impurity that must not live longer in this universe. Take your stand with unyielding determination. Be the authority of the fiery powers of the great central sun magnet in your physical action, and see for yourselves the wisdom I have given you tonight, and prove to yourselves your own mastery over this world. Our hearts have loved you through the centuries. We have called you constantly while you are enmeshed in the din of mankind's defiance to peace and purity and perfection. We have called you in every age. Do you know, since the end of the second golden age, every 2,000 years a great soul has come, brought the light, given the law, sent forth the love, called to mankind, and these cosmic beings have been ignored by the masses. Now that we have the attention of you blessed ones, or at least this many of mankind, then as the door is opened through yourselves with your call for the cosmic fire of the great central sun magnets, cosmic power, its magnetic power of eternal victory, in your call for that to go forth into the physical octave, will it be easier to awaken more of mankind until the law itself and the beloved I Am presence automatically reveal their presence in the physical octave in no unmistakable terms, so the human is compelled to bow and be annihilated? Where do you think mankind stand before the great cosmic law of the universe when men in positions of trust and authority create and send a nation to war, destroy the younger generation, the lads of your land, and deprave the girls of the land? Where do you think they stand before the cosmic law? Then we have got to fire the rest of the people awake with enough determination to raise them out of the clutches of the beasts of destruction. Men in office sending their own children to the slaughter of the beasts. It surely is the destruction of the innocents. And the little girls of the land taught to be depraved lower than the animals. Where do you think the civilization will be? Then with all your breathing being, give your decrees and your demands to take out of office and out of your nation every human being who wants to do that. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Call the fiery power of the great central sun magnet into physical action to compel the people's attention to the command of God that the nation may be blasted free. It takes terrific energy, my dear ones, to shatter the accumulated discordant creation of a nation or groups of individuals. But nevertheless, the great cosmic law has boundless energy and is ready to release it when you want to go Godward. And all humanity on earth could not keep you down if you choose to. There is no force in the universe that can oppose the power of the will when that will is one with your beloved I Am presence on the ascended host. Or one with that will of the great central sun magnet that its cosmic fire shall rule and lift out of destruction those life streams who are silently calling to God. I am here to guard your mighty Saint Germain's work. I gave the radiation for its preparation in the beginning, and I shall stand its guardian until those who have tried to hold to him and tried to do his will are cut free from these conditions of the outer world that must as surely pass into the compound and be purified as that they exist now. Thank you, precious ones. While you're standing, just a moment, feel this great magnetic power from the great central sun magnet with every atom of your being, knowing that it is a fiery activity of such terrific concentration that the physical is compelled to let go. How with every part of your breathing being demand that the fiery cosmic power of the great central sun magnet draws mankind away from the filth that is seeking to engulf them and forces their attention upon the manifestations of light that are that magnetic power that compels them, drawn into its heart, till the destructive forces of the earth can be removed. And with all that you are and have, turn to your beloved I Am presence and demand the great central sun magnet's fiery magnetic cosmic action of the violet consuming flame to draw you out of connection with everything that is not the immortal purity and love and perfection of the ascended host. How we shall stand your guardians, legions of the angels shall be your defenders, and cosmic fire, never yet beheld by the eyes of man, shall flash through the atmosphere of earth till on bended knees shall the destructive forces face their end. I'm the great cosmic angel, whose duty it is to issue that cosmic fiat shall be heard throughout the planet Earth. But the light must come first, and as his command goes forth, shall the destructive forces be seized into the compound. May this hour, the fullness of all the power of the great central sun magnet, all the power of the Master Jesus' etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany, clothe you in their cosmic fire and take you out of connection with that which has no right to live. In the fullness of all my love can convey, in all that I want to do for your beloved Saint Germain, may I offer everything my legions can bring to assist you to your freedom and ablaze the cosmic fire that frees the nation, that the nation may free the world. And in that immortal freedom of cosmic fire, of the victorious all Christ flame, may it ever blaze till every human being knows for eternity the master authority of the cosmic fire. On the beloved mighty I Am presence, in its great enfolding, blazing presence, clothe you in that great central sun magnet's cosmic power to draw you out of touch with the human into the heart of all that is divine and make you the glory of mighty victories, cosmic victory of the ages, in outer fiery action shall mankind cease their destruction here forever. To the glory of its heart do I commend you, and to its inevitable victory must you arise. To have freedom, and for the release of the earth, may you draw its power without reservation into the physical world until the end of the age of destruction has passed, and the golden light of the dawning freedom of eternal release to the earth comes into outer action at your command and clothes you and your nation and the world in the glory of its heart and the ascension for all. Thank you and good night. Won't you be seated? Beloved angel Dave of the Jade Temple, thank you for eternity for this night. Ever blaze the great magnetic power of the great central sun magnet around us. Clothe us in your heart's flame and blast the human out of us forever. Forbid its approach from without and make us the mighty Saint Germain's victory in this world. Till the nation of his heart has her freedom. And through the cup of light to the world, compel the end of that which has tortured life throughout the centuries. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Wrap us in your heart's flame. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly from that limitless outpouring of such terrific cosmic fire of the great central sun magnet's immortal authority to the earth, through our beloved I Am Presence and the ascended host, that its dazzling, immortal cosmic love and purity, in its eternal command, moves into outer action everywhere in the physical world, and possesses and controls all into the perfection of the ascended master's octave for eternity. May the Master Jesus' power of the etheric record of the ascension over the hill of Bethany draw us into its cosmic fire till our ascension is complete. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all the central sun magnet's cosmic fire at your command, and make us a son of its presence to draw all we contact into your perfection and your obedience to the fullness of the ascension. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, great angel Deva of the Jade Temple. Clothe us in all the cosmic fire at your command, on the great central sun magnet's magnetic power of such victory to the earth as shall make all mankind turn to this mighty I Am Presence and the ascended host and know where their freedom abides. For the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and all the magnetic power which it is to the earth, and command its victory everywhere through us forever. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it. And pouring into distress, the great central sun magnet's cosmic power of such magnetic power, of such cosmic fire, of its immortal purity and immortal love, that it compels mankind's attention, turned away from destruction until they can be released from their own creation of the centuries. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our own beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, and especially to the angel Dave of the Jade Temple, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with all the great central sun magnet's cosmic magnetic power of such cosmic fire and victorious immortal love, that it charges the one mighty stroke of world-enfolding flame, that charges that cosmic fire and light of a thousand suns everywhere throughout the planet Earth, until no longer can the destructive forces abide here for any reason. And to compel the end, now and for eternity, of all that is of war and all that has ever produced it. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand that in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth. Raise, purified, illuminate, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we continue to stand at attention to our beloved mighty ever-presence and the great ones, side by side with our beloved Master, Saint Germain, and all the blessed ones who assist him. Precious Master Jesus, beloved Daddy, beloved Nada, beloved mighty Victory, and the blessed Archangel Michael and all, beloved Mary and all who assist him in every way. May the angel David of the Jade Temple be our special guardian and remind us to draw that violet-consuming flame in the great central sun magnet's cosmic power until nothing human can live for any reason. Beloved mighty I Am Presence and great angel David of the Jade Temple, precious Saint Germain, blessed Londo, mighty Arcturus, hail him of purity and all the great ones, Saint Germain, Jesus and Daddy and all, charge us with a billion times more power of that violet-consuming flame each day than the day before, until that which is human can never approach us ever again. And especially send it forth to enfold our loved ones until they are drawn into its heart, eternally free from all that is human. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the cosmic fire and magnetic power of the great central sun magnet to come into all physical action wherever we go and compel the violet-consuming flames, great immortal authority and power, to possess and to control us all into the ascension.